This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman and for Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A top U.S. Border Patrol official tells WBEZ that immigration agents are arresting people based on how they look. Gregory Bovino is commander-at-large of the Border Force. Yesterday, he was patrolling in downtown Chicago with dozens of agents in military-style fatigues. My colleague Chip Mitchell asked Bovino how they were deciding who to arrest. He said it was based on experience and intelligence.
Then obviously the particular characteristics of an individual, how they look. How do they look compared to, say, you? What's your name again?
Chip.
Chip. You or other folks, how do they appear in relation to what you or other people look like?
The U.S. Supreme Court this month ruled in a California case that the feds could stop people based on factors such as ethnicity. Federal criminal charges have been filed against four people detained during protests Saturday outside the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Facility in suburban Broadview. The Sun-Times reports two of the people were allegedly carrying firearms with lawful permits. A third person also allegedly admitted threatening the life of U.S. Border Patrol officers. The charges come as clashes between federal agents and protesters at the Broadview facility have escalated in recent weeks. Latino activists are calling for an end to the targeting of day laborers at Home Depot stores in the Chicago area. Day laborers are often migrants looking for work, and they gather outside home improvement stores like Home Depot. But with increased enforcement by ICE, my colleague Michael Puente reports that many of them are being harassed and arrested. Speaking at a press conference this morning outside of the Home Depot in Chicago's Hermosa neighborhood, Giovanni Celaya from the Latino Union of Chicago is demanding that the city adopt a safe hiring sites ordinance.
We want our communities to feel safe, to feel secure, not to feel fear for having to step outside to meet their needs. Looking for work is not criminal.
Activists say most of those arrested do not have criminal records. Hope Chicago made a splash 4 years ago when it promised all current students at five Chicago high schools the opportunity to go to college for free. This year's seniors thought they had just missed out. But now my colleague Sarah Karp reports the scholarship will be extended for 1 year for them. Jaquay Lewis was in eighth grade when Chicago Hope told high school students that they were getting college scholarships. So finding out last week that they were going to be part of it at Morgan Park High School was a blessing. This is Jaquay's mom, Pauline Sylvain Lewis.
We were dancing. I think we started church towards the end. A few of us parents started just singing gospel hymns.
The classes of 2026 will get up to $12,000 of tuition covered, but not full tuition like the previous classes. The Bears won a nail-biter in Las Vegas yesterday, beating the Raiders 25-24 thanks to a blocked field goal with less than a minute left in the fourth quarter. Caleb Williams threw for 212 yards with one touchdown and one interception. The Bears moved to 2-2. And Chicago's two baseball teams ended regular season play as winners yesterday. The Cubs swept the Cardinals with a 2-0 win. They'll kick off a wild card series with the San Diego Padres tomorrow in Wrigley Field. Manager Craig Counsell says the team isn't taking the wild card opportunity for granted.
It's special to get here. It's hard to get here. It represents a lot of work from a whole bunch of people to get here, and especially the guys in the room that have put together, you know, great seasons to get us there.
Meanwhile, the White Sox finished their season with an 8-0 win against the Nationals in D.C. yesterday. It was the Sox's first season under manager Will Venable. They finished with a 60-102 record. It's the third season in a row with more than 100 losses. You're listening to The Rundown. A black woman-owned grocery store celebrated its opening this past weekend in Austin on Chicago's West Side. It's been years in the making. The force behind 40 Acres Fresh Market is Elizabeth Abuna, a former corporate saleswoman who, in her own words, has no filter. WBEZ's Esther Yunji Kang has the story of the last several months of Abuna's years-long quest to open the store.
Within minutes of meeting Elizabeth Abuna at 40 Acres Fresh Market on Chicago Avenue, I learn what her favorite phrase is.
If I know
was her answer to many questions I asked when we first talked back in February. When will the store open? What's on the menu for the hot bar? Will the mayor come to the ribbon cutting, whenever that is?
If I know.
Abuna may not have all the answers right now, But a little uncertainty is not going to stop her. And she'll always tell it like it is. On a freezing morning, she's interviewing deli manager candidates at the store, a renovated former Salvation Army thrift shop. And in between interviews, surrounded by boxes and furniture covered in construction dust, she tells me she is not okay.
Anybody who gets into this business is not okay, because this is a terrible business. I mean, it can be good, but it takes a long time to get to good, okay? I've never met, like, a cheerful, happy grocer. We cuss a lot.
She says there's always something going wrong.
Something is breaking, or your supplier is late, or all of a sudden, there's no more bananas left in the world. There is a joy in servicing people. It is also pure hell to service people.
Abuna previously worked for corporate giants like Microsoft and General Mills. But about 8 years ago, the New York State native noticed a lack of amenities and fresh food in Austin, where bigger grocers had come and gone over the decades. The 45-year-old Cornell University and UChicago grad thought a small grocery store, if done right, could work well there. And she was clear about one thing. She's a businesswoman, not a philanthropist.
Some of us have lofty ideas of, like, I'm trying to help people and I think this is going to be good for the community. This community is not in need of saving. I treat this community like they are the consumers that they are and respect them as such.
40 Acres started out as a pop-up market and produce home delivery service. That's still ongoing, but the store was always the goal, risky as it is.
You can lose your shirt in grocery. Like, you can lose everything in grocery, but if you do it right, there's money to be had.
For now, though, all Abuna has is a long to-do list. She needs to finish hiring, make sure the fire extinguishers are installed, and get all the inspections done. There's so much to do, and there's no going back.
I am so far in this, I cannot get out. It's like the mafia. Once you are in, the only way out is for them to kill you.
I find Abuna still very much alive a few months later in the dead of summer. It's July, and the construction dust has been cleaned up. The place is looking great, a charming space with lots of wood and pops of color in different shades of orange and green. Abuna calls the aesthetic Cracker Barrel, but make it grocery. A supplier is stocking the shelves with products that arrived the day before. There are boxes and pallets everywhere. There's also been a lot of stuff in the news, things the federal government put into motion that could affect Abuna's business.
I'm not entering the friendliest environment for the thing that I am doing.
Say more.
There are cuts to SNAP. My business is very much so affected by tariffs because so much U.S. food is grown outside of the U.S. You have an administration that loves regulating poor people but hates regulating business. And so I worry about industry mergers happening that squeeze smaller players out.
Still, she forges ahead with the help of reality dating shows. She says it's a form of self-care.
Love Island Season 7, Nicolandria has me in a vice grip. Oh my God, have you watched their live?
Abuna is never as animated as when she talks about Love Island. Nicolandria edits.
My TikTok algorithm, my For You page is like...
On a cool and crisp day earlier this month, I'm back at 40 Acres. The store is finally open. Well, kind of. It's in preview mode for those who registered. A lot of folks on the email list who subscribe to the delivery service, and some walk-ins from the neighborhood. I talked to a few of them.
I love the aesthetics. It's a beautiful space. It looks very open and welcoming. I like the rustic feel to it. And then there's fresh food here that I really appreciate.
If Jewel doesn't want to be here, 40 Acres does.
I'm actually able to walk a block down and actually pick up something to eat and some groceries that I need.
I find Abuna at a table outside the store, hello, greeting and registering shoppers under a tent. I tell her what the customers inside are saying.
It's exactly what we wanted. That's our mission. That's our goal. That's how this works.
Still, Abuna is feeling the pressure as the official opening gets closer. She's worried that people will check out the new black-owned community store once, but won't become repeat customers.
If we don't get traffic, if we don't sell stuff, it's going to go bad and you've wasted money. And you see all the staff that's in there. You can't pay people if you're not making money.
And so Abuna is working to get the word out about 40 Acres finally opening. and that it's a good store.
What I want people to be saying is like, did you know the best grocery store in Chicago is on the West Side? Not, oh, look, this food desert finally has a grocery store. It's like, no, there's some good stuff over there.
She wants people to talk about the fresh produce, the nice bathrooms, the amazing house-made turkey burger patty.
It is not dry. It is well-seasoned. Even when you buy turkey burger patties at other stores, they look pretty, but they taste womp womp.
Thank you.
Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.
Look forward to your next visit.
Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s under sunny skies this afternoon. We're nice overnight, too. It'll be mostly clear with lows in the lower 60s, sunny and 80 degrees tomorrow. You can find the latest news whenever you want. Just check out WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Stegman, and for Lisa Labas, thanks for listening.